bad. Tell her why you mad, son. Tell her why you mad. Tell her why you mad, son.
Yes. Welcome back to the Revolution of the Mind. This is Why You Mad Son Radio. We do it here almost every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Let's get the housekeeping issues out of the way. You know the website. WhyYouMadSon.com, all spelled out. There you find links to our Facebook fan page, the Madman Twitter feed. Make sure you follow us at WhyYouMadSon. Our show archive is also there. Madman Store will be open. We got the new joints coming out. We've actually been sitting on them for 2 months, the new Revolution Gear t-shirts. We are delayed on that because we're going to film a dope-ass commercial because the shit is fire and they deserve that. So be on the lookout for that, and that's going to be on the website pretty soon. So that's coming at you. Let's see. What else we got to talk about right now? We're syndicated on the Black Talk Radio Network. So for the best in live broadcast and the best in black talk, make sure you visit them on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, the Twitter feed is at WhyYouMadSon. Facebook fan page is WhyYouMadSon Radio. Instagram is Hip Hop Film Festival NYC. So go ahead and make sure you check us out on your social media networks. Link up with us, and we will link back with you. So, introducing the nuclei of the Madman family. First is Miss Nick Patel. She is our newly planted Georgia peach. She is the author of Potty Mouth on Tumblr. She's also our sexy pundit, quick with the one-liners, quick to tell you where to go, what you did it with, and where your mama did it through. Miss Nick Patel, tell them why you mad, son.
I'm mad that Bette Midler is single-handedly the best person to follow on Twitter. I am serious. Yo, this lady is throwing shade, cutting throats, slapping babies. She's doing it all.
Wow.
Yeah, 140 characters or less. I'm telling you. You need to follow Auntie Bette Midler. I'm telling you.
Dang.
I'm mad at
her. I heard she was giving Kim Kardashian the business.
She was giving everybody the business. She was giving Kim Kardashian the business, Melania Trump the business, the Oscars the business. Everybody was getting the business. Global warming, she don't play. She don't
go
play.
Go ahead, Bette Midler.
I'm endlessly entertained. I cannot stop reading her joint.
Nice. Next up for the Madman family, he is the head proprietor over at Know the Ledge on Facebook. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. Always giving you knowledge along with the Why You Mad Son fan page, of course. He is the head researcher here for the Madman team. He's bringing you the words of the week and the jam of the week. None other than Glove. Tell us why you mad, son.
Hey, look, this not even funny no more. Last year when Trump announced his daggone run for president, I was joking and laughing, man. This is just going to be some comedy. Now, this dude have almost a 50% chance to actually be deemed the president for real. That is just not funny. I'm kind of depressed more than mad. It is a depressing state right now.
Mm. Terrible. I don't know. I don't know what's worse, Hillary or Trump. I don't know. It's a hard call. I guess we're going to talk about it later on, but that's a hard call. I think I'm just going to take a be on strike when it comes to going to the polls this year because it's looking bad. It's looking bad. Next up for the Madman family, she is our head PR person, keeps me in check, keep all of us Madmen in check online. She makes sure we are in line and doing what we're supposed to do, none other than Miss Kelly Kell. Tell them why you mad, son.
Okay, I am mad at whoever started this petition for Fetty Wap to perform at Nancy Reagan's funeral.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
He should.
No. Trap queen debated her.
She created all the trap queens.
To me. I'm mad that it makes sense to me, though.
Speak on it. Oh. Speak on it.
Well, I ain't got to speak on it. Speak for itself, but... I say let him perform.
Yeah, hell yeah, let him perform. That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
I was like, Nancy Reagan wasn't dead already? I was just thrilled.
Yeah, at first I thought they resurrected her to kill her again. That pissed me off first. Then I realized she really wasn't dead.
I was like, he posted this old article, Nancy Reagan been dead. Then I looked at the date. I said, oh, shoot.
That's terrible. That's terrible. That's just disrespectful. Disrespectful. Speaking of disrespectful, next up for the Madman Family, Agent 317 Ronan, a.k.a. Mr. Disrespectful, tells us why he mad in the most eloquent of sad fashions, but he is always so disrespectful with it. Ronan, please, Mr. Disrespectful, tell us why you mad, son.
I'm actually mad at these dumbasses who got a GoFundMe scam going every other weekend. You got someone who says, GoFundMe for my rent, GoFundMe for my baby's shots, GoFundMe for my alcoholic problems. I'm getting sick and tired every time I turn around. It's always something. Like, people can, if they can't afford to save up or even have insurance for certain things, just kill yourself.
Well, listen, charity is the liquid of the soul. You're supposed to be courteous and charitable to your fellow brethren and sisters.
But for notable causes, not for, like, concentrated stupidity. And that's what we're seeing on the net all the time.
Oh, I like that. Concentrated stupidity. All right. Find that down. I got to put that in the Rolodex. I like that. I like that. Next
like
up
you,
for the Mad Men.
It's like you ladies would say, focus.
Yes. Next up for the Madman Family, he is the man of 1,000 AKAs, AKA Buffett the Vampire Slayer, AKA sometime he has writer for the Madman Chronicles, AKA El Negro Diablo. Mr. Juan, tell him why you mad, son.
I'm mad at this guy who called himself trying to run for candidate for president, Willie Wilson, and the video that he posted up for his campaign.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This dude.
Yeah, we
so
spoke
on the criminal.
Oh,
not the
criminal.
Oh my God. Yo, the country accent is just so damn thick. A pussy kid.
What?
Just him, just child marijuana. Fuck a criminal. And not the victor. It makes me so mad is that I've been in the South so long, I actually understood what he was saying.
I understood every word he said.
Don't you be talking about Willie. You leave Willie out of this.
Look, we can't have no president. We can't have no president that can't talk. Can't have nothing.
He better than Trump or Hillary. I tell you that much. I'm about to vote for his ass. Watch.
I'm about to write him in on the ballot. Like,
hell yeah.
I want Willie
Wilson.
Gonna get the criminal.
Tippy Kyle
and
the Tippy Pie.
Yes. Pootie Tang juice for everybody.
No, thank you. Hell no.
I ain't say booty tang. I said Pootie Tang.
Hey, I'm saying hell no to that. Why you went to Pootie Tang? Something wrong with you.
You know what? Next up in the Madman Family with his old hating ass is none other than Craig G, the hater. Spreading the hate around the round table every single week. If you say blue, he say aqua. He hate on that. Craig G, the hater. Tell us why you mad, son.
So, this month, for Black History Month, I'm mad at the United States election process and this current election, which has the United States looking like a big old circus to every other nation in the damn world.
Indeed.
It's just one big old clown fest.
Preach on that.
One big old clown fest.
So, who are you voting for, hater?
Who I'm voting for myself. I mean, at
you
this
ain't even
rate,
on the ballot, son.
At this rate.
What? True.
I mean, I can't be any worse than what they got going on up there on the damn on these damn debates and what they not talking about. How is Trump getting so many votes and he has not given any details for not near one policy to do anything to improve anyone's life outside of saying he's going to build a wall?
Because he's running on celebrity, just like Reagan did.
And racism.
Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger is a celebrity.
Reagan had more intelligence in his pinky than this fool got in his whole damn toupee.
Well, no, nobody going to argue with you on that one. That is the truth, Ruth. Anybody going to argue on it?
We're going to talk about it later. We're going to talk about
it later. Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Nick Vitale, would you please do me the honors?
Well, of course I will. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to bring the HMIC to the forefront and put her behind the wheel in the driver's seat. HMIC stands for the head man in charge. She is the CEO of YU Mad Son Entertainment. She is the producer and host of YU Mad Son Radio. She's spending all her blood, sweat, and tears every minute, millisecond, every day working on the Hip Hop Film Festival, and y'all best be in attendance if you know how I know. Every week.
That's right.
Well, every other week. Every Tuesday. <week.
laughs> Almost every week.
Whenever we on the air.
Almost every week. Live. That we Mad Men convene to get on the air to tell you about what you doing wrong in your life. We always wait to hear a word from Boogie about what has hit her radar and what's made her mad. Today is like no other. Boogie, we ask you the essential question that we ask you every time that we're on air. Why are you mad?
I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, son. I'm mad at black folk and their business practices. Listen, folk, we all run businesses, right? Those of us that are entrepreneurs, we're trying to do it. It's not a hustle. It's what we do. It is how we empower ourselves economically. It's how we empower our communities economically. So there's no shortcuts, give backs, kickbacks, or anything like that. Pay full price
discount
for black products. Yeah, stop asking for the hookup and the discount. And most importantly, stop trying to get around signing contracts. That's what keeps shit cool.
Yep.
We've got to learn that signing a contract is not about trying to cheat somebody. It's called protecting your investment. And you would do the same thing for yours. You know, it's really disheartening when you're doing business with people that you rock with or whatever. And you're like, listen, you got to, before I release this to you, you got to sign, you know, this NDA, this non-disclosure agreement. Nah,
word.
I ain't signing that. Well, I got to sign
it.
And
you ain't in business.
So that you don't steal my shit and run off with it. And then I got to bust a cap in your ass.
Right.
That's why. I'm trying to keep you alive, player. Nah,
for real.
I ain't going to do it, but we ain't doing business.
Exactly.
Exactly. Especially them women that don't want to sign them non-disclosure agreements and want to do it. non-disclosure.
We got to learn how to do better, people.
Instagram or none of that.
We got to learn how to do better when it comes to business. This is how we will succeed. Ain't nobody trying to cheat. Nobody. But that is the foundation of business. Any business you go to, anything you do in this world, you got to sign a motherfucking contract.
Indeed.
I don't care what you're doing. If it's a lease, a house, a car, a boat, a baby, to get your baby out the hospital, you got to sign release forms, all type of shit. So it's no different when you're dealing with another black person in business. Get your shit together, people. Get your shit together. This is why we cannot succeed. That and bad customer service. Get some training for your people and your employees, people, please.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Learn
man,
how
I've been
to
some
speak
of the
English.
I've been in some hood grocery stores, man, and the girl standing there, bringing up my food with a hand calculator, talking about, oh, that's some bread, some cheese, some milk. That's $24.
Juan, why are you only went there one time, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, see, something like that, you know, you need to, you know, help them get up on their equipment. get them a little loan or something, help them get a loan, little equipment.
Hell no.
You can, listen, you can calculate my food or whatever on a hand calculator as long as you do it with a smile. Offer me some tea while I'm waiting.
Right.
Handle my business. You know,
no,
you
know,
right,
no,
I'm
at
tea in the grocery line.
Yo, listen, I don't care if I got to wait for you to calculate all that shit five times because you know somebody's going to push the wrong button and have to start all over again. You know how that goes. You're
going
to have to some Doritos or something.
Like, oh, damn.
What? Can I get a soda pop while I wait? Damn.
I can't.
Yes, black folk. Get your shit together. Let's get this business popping. We need our finances straight. We need to learn how to do business with each other. That's number one. So anyway, listen, go sit your black ass down, awards. We are recapping Black History Month. That is what we are doing tonight for the show. And it's going to be a good one. We are happy to be back on the air tonight. We missed you guys. We missed you guys. So you know
bit.
What we had to do. A little bit, a lot. We love our madmen. Shouts out to everybody around the globe that tune into the Mad Men show. Shouts out to everybody that was digging the throwbacks that we was posting during Black History Month while we was posting up the shows that was putting us on the map. You guys downloaded in record numbers, listening back to the old shows, having fun with it. Really appreciate that you showed us that type of love. We really, really appreciate that. We'll be doing more of that in the coming weeks as we are involved with the Hip Hop Film Festival. So, you know, stay tuned, look out for that. That's what's up. Now listen, what the Hip Hop Nation needs to understand is today is a monumental day. This day in Black history, New Jack City hit the theater.
Yeah,
woo!
Yeah.
Tell it.
New Jack City.
Rock the ball, baby.
So today, we on a New Jack City theme. Jam of the week.
I'll ask that.
You already know. We taking it to the title song of the movie New Jack City for the love of money. Sit back, relax, get you to some nostalgia on, and we're going to hit you after the flip.
I know that's right.
Yo, this is Queen Latifah, bringing a song to you about a place you might live. You don't understand, it's called New Jack City. In case you still don't understand, I brought along the first shoot to kick the ballistics. Come on.
face, the feet at your feet. You drop the ball, the pass is incomplete. Your ball still got the goal to try to rule, but you fail New Jack School, and that ain't cool. It's kind of sad to see a brother go down, but kind of funny, because you was living for the money, for the money.
That didn't bring it home. Tell me that did not bring it home.
Rock a ball,
yeah.
Baby.
Hey, but you still could use McCullough Me Black, Uncle Me Bad, though.
Nobody want to hear that.
They never
want to hear that.
Ooh.
I want to set you up.
Nobody want to hear that shit.
You know that was me.
I sure don't. So, yes, tonight we are focusing on the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Awards, Black History Month recap. You already know what it is. So normally we would do Go Sit Your Black Ass Down right now, but since that is the main focus of tonight's show, we're going to do it when we get to the round table. So we're going to go right into the words of the week, keeping it with the New Jack City theme. Y'all already know. We got none other than Nino Brown bringing us the words of the week when he dropped the knowledge in court.
Yes.
It was. I think everybody stood up in the theater and applauded.
I remember that.
I think everybody.
Yes.
So let's sit back, relax, and have some more nostalgia as we think back and relax and think back on this classic movie, New Jack City, celebrating its anniversary today, dropped in theaters today. So I know some of y'all are feeling kind of old with it, but that's all right. New Jack City is a classic. Just be happy that you live to tell the tale of being in the theater when it dropped. Words of the week, Madman, we hit you on the flip.
Guilty. You're the one who's guilty. The lawmakers, the politicians, the Colombian drug lords, all you who lobby against making drugs legal, just like you did with alcohol during the Prohibition, you're the one who's guilty. I mean, come on, let's kick the ballistics here. Ain't no Uzis made in Harlem. I mean, not one of us in here owns a poppy field. This thing is bigger than Nino Brown. This is big business. This is the American way.
I'm sure that the court was enlightened by your geopolitical tirade, Mr. Brown. Unfortunately, Society at large is not on trial here. You are Mr. Brown. Were you or were you not head of the narcotics consortium, the murderously bloody CMB?
Yes.
I could not hear you. Would you please speak up, Mr. Brown?
Yes, I was a member. But I was forced into this way of life. Hey, look, I've been dealing drugs ever since I was 12 years old. See, I didn't have the chances that you had, Miss Hawkins. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, Miss Hawkins.
All right. Ooh, that was absolutely classic. Sis, ain't no Uzi made in Harlem. Classic lines from a classic movie. Shouts out to Nancy Reagan. They need to play that at the funeral.
For real.
Right before Fetty Wap get up to sing. And let's just break down, because Kelly Kells definitely touched on something real with that. You know, a lot of people don't realize that it was Nancy and her husband that systematically broke down the structure of the black neighborhood by flooding crack cocaine, setting up the fucking jail policy, and saying, listen, and then going to be like, just say no. Nancy was gangster with it. You don't want to be in jail? Just say no. I'm telling you, it's coming. So they are the reason why we are in the predicament that we are in. They do hold some accountability. Yes, the accountability is with us. Because, yes, motherfuckers could have just said no. But when you ain't got no job.
When you ain't got no other choice.
Diapers and you ain't got no other choice. You either going to sell them or you going to take them to feel good. You going to sell them to get that loot or you going to take them to feel good and forget for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy and Ronald knew damn well that the Constitution said that slavery is abolished except for if you are going to jail. Look up the Constitution. Read it. We tell you that all the time.
Mm-hmm. We
tell you that all
the time. Rest in peace, Nancy. Shut the hell up.
Exactly.
Burn in hell.
Yeah.
Now, come on. We ain't going to go that far now. Come on, now.
Right.
I am.
I'll go.
She did try to give people a head up. She did say, just say no.
She tried.
Nah, she wore a daggone batarang in Los Angeles breaking into black people's homes. Fuck that.
Nah, you know what it is?
What?
A batarang.
She was on top of it? She was on top of it?
You know that one of those tanks in the beginning of Straight Outta Compton?
Uh-huh.
She rolled in that. Breaking into somebody's home. And they had it televised.
What?
Yeah,
now, that's what they
should
be showing on the big screen at the funeral.
That's right, right. And then right behind that, burning hell.
Wow. Merriman, it's time for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Awards Black History Month recap. Let's do it.
The shit's chess, it ain't checkers. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. I said you protect the sheep by killing the motherfucking wolves. No, you didn't hear me. You listening, but you didn't hear me. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. I've been planning it all week, son.
We've been planning it all month, actually, waiting for a chance to get back on the air to let you guys know that we are here. The Mad Men are doing it. But right now, we are recapping Black History Month. It is the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award. Let's do the intro and tell the rules. What the hell is the intro?
Now, if you don't know.
No, that's the fucking problem. It is now time for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week. The rules are simple. Each madman comes to the table with their nominee for the person that needs to go sit their black ass down. Now, it could be a celebrity, it could be your mama, it could be anybody that you feel needs to go sit their black ass down. And in this edition, we're going to talk about the people that literally embarrassed us in the month of February and into these first weeks of March. So, because we do not have a special guest tonight, the Mad Men will vote individually on our choice for who gets it. Now, if your nominee, if you feel your nominee deserves a vote, then you vote. But if somebody else had a better pick than you, you already know what to do. Don't hate. Don't hate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Hater.
Except for you.
First up, Miss Nick Fatale, who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award for the week?
Whew, this hurts my soul. This hurts me to my very core, but Cat Williams?
Oh.
Damn.
Damn. Oh, son, if you don't sit your black ass down, first of all, he started out a few days ago. He slapped a clerk that allegedly called him the N-word. I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that. He called you the N-word? Yo,
slap
you gotta defend yourself. You might have to slap the taste out of his mouth. I don't have a problem with that. Then he got into another altercation where he allegedly pulled a gun on some women that was trying to take a picture of him.
What?
Then, yeah.
Man.
Then, I don't know how true that is, whether or not they haven't substantiated whether or not he had the gun, but that's what they say happened. Okay. Then he was
They're trying to get the come up.
Was on stage and managed to get jumped at a concert that probably half of America didn't even know was happening. How many of y'all knew Beanie Siegel was still doing music? That
Never knew. Who's that?
Right? Beanie who?
Pretty much, exactly. I was like, Beanie still doing music for real? You man,
looking like he's doing the plank.
Somebody punched him in the head.
Somebody stomped on his head. You got jumped on stage at a concert that nobody even gave a damn about. Like, really? Then you went through your whole rant about Kevin Hart. Okay, you got your opinion. Then you challenged him to a comedy duel. What the hell is that? I don't even know. Apologize for the challenge to the comedy duel, but then turned around and called Chris Rock a coon. Hey, you have your opinion. But now, as we come to time to go on the air, guess what? He done messed around and got his ass arrested again. I'm done.
Oh!
I am done.
Why did he get arrested for this time?
Lord, that...
Does anybody know why he got arrested? Why he just got arrested? What happened?
I just looked that up too. He looked if for something for some kind of assault, I think. I looked that up one more time.
It was some assault that I don't know who he slapped because he definitely got his ass kicked at Beanie Siegel's concert.
Y'all
know who the
Cat.
Hell he slapped?
Yeah, Cat Williams, you.
Then how you gonna talk shit? He gonna put out a video talking shit, acting like he won. Like
wearing a black mask with black painted nails and a gun on the table. If you don't sit your midget militant ass down,
I like Cat Williams though.
Y'all gonna leave Cat Williams alone. Y'all gonna leave Cat alone.
Man, I like Cat, man.
I like Cat, but he don't have no real friends.
Cat funny as hell. Cat funny as hell.
Yeah,
he is, but he's also a little wild as hell too. At some point, somebody needs to tap him on the shoulder and be like, "This ain't you. You're not gonna win this one."
Well, that's the problem. No. He don't have no real friends.
He don't have nobody around him that's like, "Nah, dude. You need to put this one out. Like, you need to remain seated for the rest of 2016. In fact, let's stay sitting down for 2017 too. Let's go right onto your knees in prayer for 2018."
Yes.
And hopefully by 2020, you'll have yourself together.
That's a long damn time.
Yeah.
You want him to sit down for 3 years.
You know what I'm saying?
3 years worth. How you get your ass beat at a concert nobody knew was happening?
At least she didn't say that he need to be sat very sitting down like she did the other person. That's it. So you could cheat test so they could think about that shit for all eternity. That shit had me dead.
What show was that? I need to hear that again.
Yeah, man. I gotta remember which one that was. That was hilarious.
My boy Cat Williams, I actually still love him, so that's why I can't go in on him like that because I still got love for Cat Williams. And I just want him to get his life right. But for right now, you need to sit on down, boo-boo. Sit on down.
For the rest of eternity?
Nah, just for 3 years.
Just for 3 years.
At least until 2020.
Oh, 4 years. 4 years. Okay.
All right. All right, Juan, your turn. Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award?
My nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award goes out to this guy named Yada. Now, before I go in on this,
Yoda.
Let me be clear. Now, before I go on this, let me be clear. I'm all for spreading knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to the people. But when you out here speaking like outright lies and falsehoods, I got to check people on it. Now y'all can cover me because I'm going in. Now, this guy, Yada, whatever his name is, this is a Hotep nigga. I mean, we discussed what a Hotep nigga was, you know, on a previous show. You know, Anatomy of Black Conscious Fuckboy. You know, for those that don't know, a Hotep nigga is that unconsciously conscious dude that read some books on enlightenment for black people, got touched, bought a dashiki to wear, an off necklace, and now he claims ancestral Herod lineage to Egypt. And suddenly, he has knowledge of everything.
And he is king.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the reason why this is the same guy, Yada, is my nominee, is because he put out a video of himself, posted to his page on Facebook. If you go to Glove's Nota Ledge page, there's the video that's on the link. If you feel free to go check it out. Now, it was 10 minutes and 11 seconds of lip professing I will never get back out of my life. Like, he went on, listen what this dude said. He went on to say that a menstrual cycle for the black woman is unhealthy, and the only reason a woman even has one is because her body is sick.
Wait a minute. Oh my God, if you don't shut up.
Wait, it gets worse.
Bruh.
Then he goes on to say that a menstrual cycle is a European doctrine, not designed for the black woman.
Oh my God.
Then he states, carrots, broccoli, and potatoes are man-made.
I can't.
Right. Then he further explains that the reason a woman has a menstrual cycle is because it is getting rid of waste, and because a woman's body is because of
Oh man.
And he makes this wild claim of the menstrual cycle is European philosophy and not facts. And
I got
one. No,
Yada.
Juan, I have a question.
Your black ass down somewhere. Okay.
Juan, I have a question. Juan,
what's that?
Why didn't you turn it off?
You need to go sit your black ass down. Why did that
difference? I had to get the full fuckery so I could bring it to y'all to explain a little bit. Okay, call it journalistic.
Well, you have
somebody got to take one for the team.
Yeah. Look, I told Yada to go sit his black ass down somewhere. A woman's menstrual cycle is not a European philosophy. It's a biological fact. Okay.
With all due respect, I have a question. How did the Shea Buttertologist find this research about the menstrual cycle?
I got a feeling that he's a disciple of Dr. Sebi. And that's a whole nother dude. That's a whole nother show right there on that dude.
No, wait. Hold on. Shea Buttertologist?
I can't.
Right.
I can't.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there thinking to this dude, okay, you talking about a menstrual cycle ain't natural. How the fuck you got here? You were born because of a menstrual cycle, stupid.
Dear God, okay.
I don't think you got here. Matt gave a conception? A stork drop you off?
I'm over here crying right here.
Even worse, he talking so much junk about, oh, the European establishment and the European philosophy, and we need to get rid of the European mentality. He's sitting up there, got an Ankh hat, a Truth Religion t-shirt, some Gucci belt, some Pumas.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be a tough one.
Oh, man.
I quit. I don't even want to vote. I feel like the election all over again. Man,
all right, Kelly Kells, you got to try to top that. Who is your nominee?
I can't.
Come on now. You never know. Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award?
Man, that was
okay, my nominee is Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, again.
Oh, no.
Me.
My white Nubian.
Okay, out of all the months in the year, she has her little black baby in February.
Right.
Oh, right,
and
right.
She names him.
No, don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud.
Atticus.
What? Wait,
stop.
No, wait, stop.
After
Jada was talking. Jada was talking. Now I gotta stop.
Who defended a wrongfully
hold on,
accused
Kel.
Black man.
Kel, stop, stop.
Say that name again.
No, no, over. Remember to be careful with the over talking, Kel. Please say the name again. Please say the name again of the Black History baby.
No, the Black baby? Okay. His name is Langston Atticus Stonezall. Okay, let's break
Atticus.
The game down.
Them two shits don't Ooh. Match.
Okay, let's break it down, though. Let's break it down for a minute. Okay?
Let's not.
So she's going to name her baby after a civil rights activist.
Oh, man.
And a white lawyer who defended a wrongfully accused black man.
Don't forget to in the
legal
advocate's
baby.
Oh, man.
But wait, I'm thinking about Christmas Attic. Oh, no, Atticus.
Atticus from To Kill a
Mockingbird.
Right.
Get you know what? I can't.
In the legal book,
why is she low-key putting her struggle on this poor little defenseless baby? He'll have no choice.
This poor child started underneath.
Hey, yo, listen. Now you can see that she is kind of black because, you know, she named her baby some crazy-ass name. That nobody got.
Shut the hell up.
Let me find out if that baby is really hers.
Look, you're about to get, look, keep it up, Juan. You're about to be nominated. Keep it up.
I need to find out if that baby is really hers. She's been lying all this time.
Damn it.
Yeah, no, I ain't seen no pregnant pictures. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
She done snatched somebody else's baby.
Right, smack dab in the middle of Black History Month.
Damn.
Time
did better.
I mean, she had Shake Daddy to pretend to be her black daddy, so who knows?
Oh, Lord. That poor baby.
All right. Listen, we got some great nominees tonight. Ronan, can you top it? Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Black History Month recap?
My struggle bundle submission is all these weak, homogenized, melanated apologists that it came out.
Here we go.
Mainly the ones who were crying about Nancy Reagan's death, the main ones who are supporting Trump, like the ghetto parakeets. I mean, the entire Butter Biscuit Brigade Nation. They've been showing their ass.
What is biscuit?
Where you had you see black folks in Confederate gear. I thought I've seen 50 Shades of Stupid until I seen this year's nominees. I'm like, Jesus Christ, when did it end? So
it doesn't.
For all of them, I mean, you want to be Uncle Ruckus, Bunny Ruckus, motherfuckers out here. Y'all need to subscribe.
Oh, I can't. He said the Butter Biscuit Brigade.
What?
I don't fool with Ronan.
I don't think we're ever ready for what Ronan is going to say. I don't think we're ever ready for that.
Never. Never has there once been a time.
Yeah,
Shape Buttertologist.
Jesus.
Writing that down. Shape Buttertologist. I'm going to use that.
Shape Buttertologist.
Okay. So we done heard from Nick. We've heard from Juan. We've heard from Kelly and Ronan. Next up, Glove. Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award on that Black History Month recap?
Okay, before I want to say my actual nominee, I want to piggyback on Ronan on this thing because I was this close of nominating Megan Evers for endorsing Donald Trump. And then it had the nerve to say we all have some racism in us.
What? Doesn't he mean bigotry?
He don't know what he means.
He don't know what he means.
Yeah. So, that out of the way. My actual nominee for all the month of February is Kanye West.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Hey,
it's trickling into March.
Okay, first of all, it started off badly when he went at Wiz Khalifa. Well, most of this is all about Twitter. He needs to get away from Twitter altogether. He started on this Twitter rant because he announced his album to be called Waves, which he now changed it to The Life of Pablo. I get to that later.
Oh, man.
And you know, Wiz said, well, you got to give Max B his respect because he started the Wave little thing. Mm-hmm. All right? Then Wiz Khalifa saying that you need to smoke this KK and chill out. Now, KK is Wiz Khalifa's slang of his brand of weed.
Right.
Kanye took it as Kim Kardashian and went on
what
this.
What you say about my wife?
And went on this infamous long tirade rant on Wiz Khalifa to the point where he said that he owns his son because he used to fuck with Amber Rose. So. That's when Amber Rose hopped in and said, wait a minute now. And talked about how she used to finger his booty.
Hey, man,
while
smell my finger.
While making love. Talk about went from being bye by a stripper bitch by a booty, some shit like that. He was talking about putting her finger up his motherfucking anal.
That
went viral.
Wow.
So he erased his dad on Twitter rant, apologized, and everything about his realized his Mr.
Wow.
Then he went on Saturday Night Live, and the performance of Saturday Night Live was pretty good, but it turns out he had an emotional breakdown behind stage. It was caught on audio, blaming everybody for how messed up his performance is or whatever.
Jesus.
This is the month of Kanye. Then this fool went on Twitter. Say he gonna change it down to The Life of Pablo because he don't want the Waves thing to be associated with him having his booty up his ass, finger up his ass.
Huh?
So he changed it to The Life of Pablo, saying he gonna drop it one night. Then turns out not Childish Gambino, somebody else, another artist, he would say, well, another artist want to add one more song in, so he want to put this extra song in, so that people were waiting, and then said it was out, but it wasn't really out. And he said, well, you can go on my website, and you can get it and stream it. So people went on the website, and it's nothing but a blank screen with Most Def talking for a good 10 to 15 minutes about his plight of why he got kicked out of South Africa.
No.
Didn't we already tell Most Def to go sit his ass down somewhere?
Wait, Club.
International hobo.
A whole audio, a blank screen, with Most Def explaining his case, his side of the story.
Damn.
Glove.
So then, somebody.
No, I don't want to hear no more. Enough.
Can we stop? Can we
God,
stop, please?
No.
Wait, there's some more.
No.
Better.
No.
Huh?
No.
One last one.
No.
Okay. I go with this one right here. He was mad at the Grammys and saying that he'd been nominated so many times and that he's not showing at the Grammys. And he said other people need to be represented, like that need to be on stage, like Young Thug and Future.
Oh, God. Kanye West.
Oh, don't forget he's broke now.
Oh, yeah, I was getting to that.
Oh, man.
He was broke and asked for Mark Zuckerberg for $53 million.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Yeah. On Twitter.
You hit him up on Facebook, buddy.
Yeah, right?
Then get mad saying that all these people at Silicon Valley be helping people in children in Africa, but won't help him out.
Yeah, he needs to go sit his ass down for that shit. Shut the fuck up, Kanye.
You're helping all the children in Africa. Why you can't help
somebody,
me?
Somebody please take his phone away from him.
I wish you would.
God damn, Glove, that was a dissertation on Kanye West ass.
All right, let's just vote, because I don't even want to go now.
You gotta go. Oh, no, you go inside. Praise the hater. Who is your nominee for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award on that Black History Month recap?
My nominee is Stephen A. What's that boy's name?
Hell yeah.
Nah, son, because that was mine, and I had already put it in the room.
Oh. Wait. I don't remember seeing that.
Dibs, I had called it long ago. I called it long ago, so pick somebody else.
Come on now.
Then I go, all right, go ahead. I just won't have one. Go ahead.
Right. You don't need one.
Well, y'all can share him.
We'll share.
Right. All right, you tell. What's your reason?
No, he
can't say,
y'all go. I
can't
go
say
last.
Enough about Stephen A. You can't say enough.
Oh Lord.
Stephen A. Smith went off, and he was at I forget which university, but he went to a university, and he proceeded to tell the college students that racism doesn't exist for them because they didn't have to get on the back of the bus. They didn't have to drink from segregated water fountains and all of these things. And I'm listening, I'm reading this, and I'm thinking, but neither did you. So,
right.
So does that mean racism doesn't, like, first of all, Nick Fatale, we need Stephen A. Smith to go sit down in a coffin for the rest of his life and think about this for eternity.
Yeah. I'm going to need him to recline so far back that he falls back into his mother's womb.
I mean, I need him to fall back into his father's sack where he came from.
We're going to need you to recline.
Condensed him down to the sperm wiggling.
I mean, and hopefully his mother knows better, and this time she swallows. Because this coon, I mean, all he does is dance. All he does is dance for them.
Gets tired.
And I don't understand where he gets the stamina to dance from.
He used to be so cool. He used to be on point. So what the fuck happened to him?
Man, somebody must have got to him. They must have took him in the back room and said, listen, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Something happened. We don't know what happened, but something happened.
Because how are you going to tell an auditorium full of black students that because they're not getting lynched, that racism doesn't exist? Are they not getting killed in the street, but just shot down in the street? Are they not being denied the same opportunities just based on the color of their skin? Are they not being profiled? I mean, what the hell is he even talking about?
They're still getting lynched. They're just using things other than ropes to do it.
Right.
Now we're still getting lynched.
Yeah.
Stuff in that shot in the street. Is he out of his damn mind?
Let's not forget Sandra Bland. Let's not forget. Yeah. I mean, we could rattle off list of names that were, and we could be on the air for the next week.
Eleanor Bumpus.
Right.
Eleanor Bumpus. That's right. I'm mad at the person who invited him to come and speak. What the hell was you thinking? Like, what crack were you on? Was it dope or dog food? What did you have?
Oh, she took it back to the hip hop right there.
She took it right back. She put it back.
You like that, right? You
took it back. I like that. All right, guys. The nominees are in. So let's do the recap of who's going to get the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award on the Black History Month recap. Nick Vitale presented none other than Cat Williams for slapping clerks up for calling them the N-word, but he actually got a pass for that one. For pulling guns out on poor, unsuspecting women. For getting jumped on stage. And actually, he started that shit because he did the super oompa loompa jump from one end of the stage to the other on to the dude.
And he did, and he couldn't back it up and got his ass kicked.
I was supposed to laugh at that.
Ain't nobody had his ass. Yo, if you watch the video, he did the straight oompa loompa jump. Hated on Kevin Hart. Then he hated on Kevin Hart. Then said, I bet you $5 million. Then listed out four things that he would bet $1 million for. Nigga can't add. First of all, it's $4 million, not five. Then he apologized to Kevin Hart and said black people should be unified and stick together. And then hated on Chris Rock. And then lost his Lamborghini in a dice game. And then got arrested. And then lost a Lamborghini in a dice game to another rapper. And then bought some big expensive car for his girlfriend. And then just got arrested as we went on the air tonight. So Cat Williams is Nick Vitale's vote. Juan's nominee is a hotep nigga named Yada, a.k.a. the Shea Butterologist, who put out a video that was 10 minutes long. First of all, if you want to put out a video on social media, you got to keep it to 30 seconds, a minute, because people's attention span. But Juan took one for the team and listened to the whole thing. And this dude was talking about menstrual cycles. Is it conspiracy by the white man against the black woman? What the hell is you talking about, son? Shut the fuck up. I can't. Kelly nominated none other than Rachel Dozell, who had the nerve to have a black history baby, made sure she got pregnant in the right month so that her baby could be born in February, and then named little motherfucker Langston Atticus. So he could be confused about his heritage just as she is confused. The poor child ain't even get a start. Ronan nominated the Butter Biscuit Brigade. All the black people who support Trump, like those two Coonan sisters. All
Diamond
the people
and Pearl.
Who applaud people like Stacey Dash. All the people who cried over Nancy Reagan dying. A.K.A. the Butter Biscuit Brigade. Glove nominated Kanye West for the entire month of Kanye that we all had to endure.
Oh, yes.
Don't repeat none of that. Don't repeat none of that.
I got to. I'm going to try to break it down. For his trigger fingers turning into Twitter fingers. And throwing out Wiz Khalifa. And then looking like a dumbass. Thinking that Wiz was talking about about Kim Kardashian when she was actually talking about his brand of weed he's selling because he a businessman. You know what I'm saying? Then he got bodied by a stripper bitch who let the world know that he liked to have fingers in his booty. Then he had an emotional breakdown on Saturday Night Live. Changed the album name so people would forget about his booty. Asked Mark Zuckerberg to get him out of debt for $53 million on Twitter. When we all know Mark Zuckerberg is Facebook, dummy. Kanye West, a whole month of shenanigans. And let's not forget that thing he had in Madison Square Garden for that fashion line, looking crazy.
Plantation wear.
Oh, did you see my picture of the expression of how I said, the face you look when you loan your boy $7 million.
Hilarious.
Craig G. the Hater and myself both nominated Stephen A. Smith for saying that racism doesn't exist for black college students because they didn't have to enjoy being on the back of the bus. They didn't have to drink at separate water fountains and be hosed down by dogs. Forgetting that these same college students, as soon as they walk out of their college campus, can be shot, murdered, maimed, hung, lynched, stuffed into gym mats, have their organs taken out. All types of manners of fuckery could go on just because they are black. Where the hell has he been? What is going on with Stephen A. Smith? Those are the nominees for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Awards on the Black History Month recap. So, Mad Men, we're going to start out with Craig G. the Hater. After listening to the recap, who gets your vote?
You know, this is difficult because, I mean, they all win on various reasons. But my vote is going to go for Kanye West.
All right, we got one for Ye. One for Kanye. All right. Glove, who you voting for? Where Glove at?
Tyson.
I'm here. I had it on mute for a second. I'm sorry. I vote for that Dusty Hotep motherfucker.
Miss Kelly Cows, who gets your vote?
I'm gonna give it to Kanye. Just for the month long consistency.
Right? You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was on it.
Trickling into March too. Like, he don't know how to stop. Like, you know what I mean, you gotta give it to him.
Miss Nick Fatale, who gets your vote?
Kanye being Kanye, I can't give it to him though. I can't. I gotta give it to yada yada yada.
Just a whole tip.
Oh, whole tip ass wearing the True Religion T-shirt. European effect or black women saying that we done been brainwashed and poisoned into having menstrual cycles. I gotta give it to him because he's just a whole new level of stupid.
Going to hell down.
It's so on a whole nother level that it needs to be acknowledged. And he needs to win some kind of award, and I think Go Sit Your Black Ass Down is the perfect award for this level of stupidity.
All right, Juan, who gets your vote for the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award?
Yada yada yada, motherfucker.
The vote for Dusty Hotel.
Can't stand a damn lip professor talking all that shit. You know the lip professor reminds me of, you know what's wrong with a lip professor? Makes it suck that wives hate him so much. You know, there's nothing more than like, it's like telling a lie, then wrapping it around a sliver of truth. That's like taking a rock, wrapping it around a snowball, but it's really a rock in the middle of it. And you throw a snowball at somebody.
trying to hit somebody.
You really get pinged by a rock.
Talking about that ain't hurt.
Damn, yada.
That's fake blood.
Hotep.
Yada, yada.
All right, Ronan, who gets your vote?
I say Yada, a.k.a. Dusty Ra. And, I swear, the thing is, you know, I know I was going to give it to Kanye, but the thing is, like, Kanye has his flare-ups, like, you know, Tide come in and out. So, but this guy put in a 10-minute and 11-second video of a menstrual cycle being a European construct. He had me at that point. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I got to go see this video.
What is in that Egyptian musk
oil
that makes him go nuts like that?
Man? I'm going to watch it now.
Egyptian musk oil.
Why? Give me a word.
Why?
But did y'all hear what he said? He said, what is in the Egyptian musk oil that makes them go crazy like that? You are going to hell down.
Listen, I don't understand. He's been saying that. Something
when
wrong.
When you get to hell, tell Nancy I said, hey.
Shut up, Hayden. You gonna be driving the bus. You can tell it yourself.
You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied.
And I'll be right in the passenger seat. Talk about turning at the Albuquerque.
Go faster.
You missed the turn at Albuquerque, motherfucker. My vote, I got to give it up, man. The nominees were stellar for the month. We've been off air so mad. So much shit has happened. people ain't even make the list. Stacey Dash ass ain't make it.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
it's been a stellar month.
I can't
Great nominees. I would say my vote goes, of course, to the Shea Butterologist, none other than Dusty Barr, a.k.a. Yada. Yada, yada, yada. That's my vote. So, Mad Men, it looks like we have a consensus. And the winner of the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award is none other than the Shea Butterologist, that Dusty Hotep motherfucker named Yada. Dusty Rock. Whose nominee was that? Juan, you get to say.
That was Juan.
That was legendary right there.
All right,
Juan,
Mr.
take it away.
All right, Mr. Yada, I don't know how the hell you got here to this planet from immaculate conception because a woman can't have a period or something. A woman can't have. How the fuck you got here? Your stork dropped you off? Immaculate conception or something? So, Mr. Yada, please go sit your black ass down somewhere. Hotep.
I do know how it got here. It got here by a magical vacuum cleaner bag, and it hit the ground and poof. You just,
you just got here. And there you have it, folks. There you have it. We discussed, we disseminated the information, we looked at it from all sides. And the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Award has been awarded to Dusty Ra. Join us next week where we will have more nominees for that ass. This has been the Black Ass Down Awards Roundtable Session with the Mad Men. Come at us next week. If you have nominees, make sure you hit us on the feeds and let us know how you like it, who you think should be nominated for these awards. It is definitely one of our favorite segments of the show, so it was great to be able to come back with it. Mad Men has been a fantastic show. Whew, I missed you guys. Missed you guys a lot. But it's coming to a close, so we're about to get out of here, Mad Men. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at YUMadSun. Make sure you hit us on the Facebook fan page, YUMadSun Radio. Make sure you visit our website, yumadsun.com. Make sure you check out Know the Ledge on Facebook. And remember the Go Sit Your Black Ass Down Awards. Dusty Raw won. Go to Know the Ledge. We're going to get that video. We're going to post a clip of it. Because, yeah. Black History Month recap. Why You Mad Son Radio. We're going to hit you back next week, folks. We love you. We out.